Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
May is National Mental Health Awareness Month, and it's time to be aware.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 or more expert-backed methods for self-improvement. Routines matter. In order to make the most out of every day, it all starts the same way. I wake up at 3:45, lie in bed, collect my thoughts and farting. Then I grab the leash, a young Henry, and off we go. He barks at empty bags cascading down the street. I bag up his offerings, fart a few more times, and now I know the Hershey Highway is open for business. Back inside, Henry enjoys a hearty meal. I grab a cup of coffee and man's other best friend, a couple of cigarettes, because you really want the colon stew all blended up and ready to be served. Then just like in Apollo 11, splashdown, shower, dress, and I'm ready to take on this shithole of a day.
Oh, damn. All right. Thank you, PD. So these are expert-backed methods for self-improvement, how to be a better person, basically. They start by saying, identify your values. Ultimately, what helps make someone a better person is if they feel that they are living in alignment with their values.
Well, sure.
While we all likely have varying ideas about what being a good person means, we can become better people by figuring out what that means for us and then emulating those qualities in our everyday lives.
Much like a serial killer.
Exactly.
I value killing people.
I'm okay with
this. I live within this, yeah.
I'm making the world a better place.
Gives me peace at night.
Yes.
I sleep better at night when I kill someone. Practice self-reflection. Once you've identified your values, practice some deep self-reflection to truly reach your full potential. Says a licensed therapist. We can be a better version of ourselves without understanding the gap between who we are right now and where we want to be. In order to do what we need, consistent, rigorous self-examination.
Also, a lot of times it requires money.
Yeah. Have you ever been to any of these counselors?
I have not.
None of them are happy like this.
No?
No. I've been to individual counseling, marital counseling, counseling when I was a child. Counseling's great. I'm just saying, like, these people don't practice this stuff.
My life sucks, man.
They're listening to people's crap all day.
Don't do what
that's
I did.
That's a tough day, man.
God, man, that's a hard job.
This is one that my wife does that I've never gotten into myself, but they say try journaling. One way to self-reflect is by starting a journaling routine using mindful prompts or by using self-help workbooks. Engaging with mindful journaling can aid in getting to know yourself more intimately.
Does she actually read it, though?
I don't believe so.
Like
no.
A lot of people just write stuff that, like anything, it's kind of like when you're in an argument with the wife, you send a response via text and you see those three dots for 15 minutes, but in the end it says, okay. So sometimes right. It's good to get something out of it because clearly what they have typed to you is horrible.
Absolutely.
And it is how they feel, but they also understand you don't need to see that.
Yeah. And I think she's gone back to like, you know, a decade ago or something like that just to see where you're at.
I think some thoughts are best kept to yourself
and not
on paper as proof.
I used to journal more. I don't anymore. But that's like
any
funny
for the stopper.
No. I just kind of got out of the habit. But I know a lot of people that swear by it.
All right. right.
I'll write down notes if I feel like they're good ideas for being creative in the show.
Sure.
But I would never, like, if you dictated me in a car about everything I said about every driver on the road, and then someone out read it out loud.
Well, it's not too shady.
But, well, yeah, but yeah, exactly. Journal. You're not, nobody journals like in a,
hey, read this.
Driving.
Yeah.
They say to change your perspective. Self-improvement is not just about relationships or self-confidence. It's also about developing maturity, finding happiness, and building resilience. Change your perspective, which is a lot harder to do than it is to say.
Of course.
You know, because that's a mindset that's kind of set on a track, and uprooting that is not exactly the easiest thing. Work on accountability. Work on accountability. While being a good person is relative, a common characteristic associated with being a good person is being able to hold oneself accountable and remain humble. Own up to your crap. At the end of the day, I mean, own up to your doggone crap.
People still get mad if you don't care as much as they do.
Yeah.
You did so-and-so. I sure did.
Yes, I did.
I got no problem admitting that. You care more than me. Right. I've already checked out of this conversation, but stay mad.
I'm not upset about it.
Yeah,
I mean, but I did it.
But don't get mad about that. I just don't care.
Practice forgiveness. Along with staying accountable, being able to accept another's apology for a wrong thing done to you can be a powerful tool toward self-improvement.
Boy, if it's sincere.
Exactly.
I mean, if somebody honestly means it, you're like, I got it, man. It's good.
Yeah, well, all right.
Don't miss. I always say, just don't forget.
Sure.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Like, you might forgive somebody. Like, cool. We're good. But, like, I'm not agreeing to do that again with you.
Yeah. Obviously. Right? Right.
I'm only going to step in mud once.
Correct.
Try new things. This person says, as a therapist, I find that stepping outside of your comfort zone and trying new things can help provide new information and insight.
Okay, see, I don't get that support from my wife. I said, maybe this is Tina.
Cool. Yeah. I'm going to try this for a
She's
minute.
Like, I'm not what, feeling
what,
this.
Watch what she does with her tongue right
Yeah, now. See, right there. Woo! I've never...
Look at that. Did you see that swirl?
Never had that experience.
Ah, damn it.
Woo, woo.
Prioritize your loved ones. Focusing on your family, friends, and loved ones can help you not just in your interpersonal relationships and the way others see you, but in your own happiness overall. What do you know? Take care of the ones that are closest to you.
To me, that just seems like instinctive.
Right.
And this when is I'm my hanging group out with the family. Right. It's not a conscious effort. You just kind of have their back.
Exactly.
In spite of who they are,
even
sometimes.
If you don't want to have
them, right. When you don't want to, like,
man,
that's
damn
the it. Whole basis behind it. Is like I like you as a person overall more than this stupid ass thing that you keep doing.
Right.
I know it sounds like this, like, you know, I got you, man. Whatever you do, God, don't do that though.
Right, just please.
I have that cop probably at least once a week with one of the kids. Like, listen, no, I hear you. Don't get upset about it. Your dad's got your back, but can you just not do that?
Okay, so I get it. Just
it's hard to defend.
Yeah. Like, that was... I had to tell my son last week. I'm like, look, man, he got in trouble for something, and we're having a quick discussion. I said, look, man, I know your mom's already gotten up in your ass about this, so I'm not going to pile on. But I'm like, you know better than to do this thing. He's like, I know. And I'm like, on a side note, it's actually pretty funny, but you can't do it.
Right.
I was like, I can't lie to you that actually... And the reason I told him that is because I was struggling not to laugh. So I just thought it'd be better if I told him, look, I honestly think that is hilarious, but man, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
But if you're going to do something like that, make sure it is funny.
Expert-backed methods for self-improvement. They say to improve your communication. Try working on active listening and communication. There are skills that require practice but help contribute overall to a sense of being a good person. By honing these skills, you'll be able to support the people around you and be regarded as a genuine person who cares about those around them.
Active listening.
Ta-da.
Not just waiting for the person to stop so you can say right. What you already had in your freaking head.
Exactly. You're staring at their mouth waiting for it to stop moving.
Oh, God. It's like, you're not listening.
You know, there was one, we had an auction workshop with a bunch of auctioneers with the company that I work for, and they brought in an improv artist.
All right.
And one of the things that they did to help active listening was we played a game where you could only start your sentence with the last letter of the last word of the person in front of you.
So it's basically like the hookup with Ryan Castle.
Right, Ryan does the hookup at noon right here on 99.9 KISW. basically, it's the same way with your conversation. That way it forces you to listen to every word that person says before you start what it is that you say.
Yeah, probably a good exercise.
Yeah.
Yemen.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike. Yeah. I'll start with an E on
Take
something.
Take a pause.
Go ahead.
Oh, there's not a lot of Y words.
No, there's not.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It says, yeah.
And then I'll leave you with this last one. This is the last expert back method for self-improvement, and it's going to be very obvious. Miles already said it. Seek therapy.
Yeah.
Sometimes speaking to a professional can be the best way to find and support and clarify your path towards happiness and self-improvement. Visiting with a therapist, personal coach, or someone qualified to give spiritual advice can help arm you with the tools that you need to reach your personal development goals. Ask somebody that knows the brain better than you.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, too, like I say all the time, it just helps to say stuff out loud. For me, anyhow.
Sure, absolutely. Getting it out there.
And there's certain things that you just can't, you're not going to say to other people because people run their mouths.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's a good part about therapy, too. It's like, all
right. Right. It's a journal that actually has somebody on the other end of it. That's not going to do anything with it other than just help you with it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think it's just me. We all have some dark thoughts.
Absolutely.
But you don't want to say them out loud.
No.
Right. But with your therapist, you can be like, honestly, I'm not feeling great about this.
You ever just see that cat walking out there? I just want to skin it.
Or, you know, just like,
that's
honestly,
not unusual.
I don't like this dog.
Right.
But, that like, dog I sucks. Got him. Like, I guess if I sent him away, I'd be a bad person. You know, but, like, I'm not going to be like, Mike, do you want this dog? I really don't like it.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.